Halacha is tzrichos machshava. You have to have machshava likashiyatolshu. That after you pick them off, you have to have machshava to give it a shem oichol. It should be mekabel tuma. But since the beginning, when you planted it, you planted the shem of behema, so to feed it the animal, so it doesn't have a shem oichol on it. And while it's growing, you can't give it a machshava. It's only after you pull it off, then you can have a machshava to make it into an oichol. And then it'll be hooksha, then it'll be fit lekabel tuma if mashkin comes on it. So what's the chiddush over here of Rabba Bar Bachona? Samar says that Ksavri holds Machsheves Chibo Loishme Machshava. Kozmar is still attached to the ground. This Machshava means nothing. Machshava is only chal afterwards, not when it's attached to the ground. Omar Rob, Rabba says this. Afanam Amatin was learned this. Afanam Amatin we also learned. It's like the riot to Rabba Bar Bachona. That a Machshava you have, or the thing is still attached to the ground, is not called a Machshava. As we learn like this, Yud Gimel Dvar Nemru Ben Nevela Soif Tor. There are 13 halachis said special about Nevela Soif Tor. This is one of them. The Tzricha Machshava, you have to have Machshava to make it into an Eichol. You have to think that you want to use it for food. The Eina Tzricha Hechshav, but it does not have to have Hechshav, you don't have to have water put on it. So what does Rabbi say? Alma, we see from here that Machshavet Chayim Loishma Machshava. That's that you have machshava mechaim to use it, it's not called a machshava. Because here we're talking about like this, and the velas oif tor means when the bird was alive, so it's a bird that's tor, you must not have in mind, you planted it, you planted shecht it. What happened later was it died by itself, it became in the vela, now it's also achila. But the question is though, you had already machshava when it was alive to use it for food. So if that machshava is good later when it dies, what do you have to think again? You plan to use it for food. That when something is alive, a machshava does not help on it to make it into an eichel. It's only after it's dead that you have to have it, or else after it's picked off the tree, then you can have a machshava to make it into an eichel. Well, here by Nevelas Oif Torah, it's like this. The other Torah says, especially because they asked the Kosev, that when this bird dies in Nevelas Oif Torah, if you just touch it, you do not become tummy. But if you eat it, when you swallow it, the base of bliya, that's exactly the Kosev, it's metame you, and all the begodim you're wearing, that's called tumah chamura. So there's a special chiddush now that such a thing that has a tumah chamur like this oilas oif tor. Now let's say before you eat it, does it have any tumah? So menastam no, it doesn't even have tumas oichlim because menastam is not imitit. But let's say you have machshav, but you plan to feed this to a goy, you have a plan to use it for food. So then the lach really has a shem oichel on it. Now that it has a shem oichel, it has tumas oichlin. It's like an avatum negat oichlin that it could be metama oichlin umashkin, not an adam. Maybe it's not an adam, maybe it's only mishnah tuma. Now this halacha usually for something to become tummy, it needs a hechsher. Means water has to come upon the food first. But here, since this oilavelas oif, a seifa has a tumah chamura, therefore that's the halacha does not need any hechsher. But you just need machshava the chila to make it into an oichel. Once it becomes into an oichel, automatically now it has this tumas oichlin on it, that if it touches other oichlin or other mashkin, it'll be metamidin. Smor says, Hochinami, so there's a proof to Rafuna, Hochinami, that machsheves chibur loishimo machsheva, that calls them on the food is still attached to the tree, it's not called a machsheva, you can't make it into an oichel. You have to have machsheva, like Rafuna says, tzricho machsheva likashitolshu, if you pick it off the tree. Now the Gemara says, Rab Zeira says, could be there's no proof. Rab Zeira Omar, that Hocha Begoizel Shanofo Min Harumaskin, here we're talking about a bird, this Nevela Soif Tor, that the reason why you have to have a Machshava now, and we do not say since you had a Machshava before when it was alive to eat it, that should be called a Machshava. So Rab Zeira says, maybe that Machshava really does help. But here we're talking about a bird that came out of the wilderness like. Right means from a high place. Rush is oif habor, a wild bird. Perech bav is flying through the air. That we did not see it mechayim, and now it just came down dead. So such a bird needs a machshava. Venachnami may be a bird that's around us. Since you had a machshava when it's alive to eat it, to shecht it, even though it dies by itself, maybe you do not need machshava to make it into an eichel. So more so about again that Reb Zeira Amahocha begoizel shenofim in harum askina. The room is from the heights. The loy hebe come on, it wasn't in front of us. The lechosha balai, we should have machshava teach from it. So that's why there's no machshava on it. That's where we need a machshava now when we find it after its mace. But enechanami machshava mechayim maybe helps. Omlay Abai, Abai says back, no. Abai says back, Abzerah, Tarnagel, Shebiyavna, Michael Mema, what can you say about the case later we're going to have about Tarnagel, Shebiyavna? Rashi says, the Amila Kamon will say later, that Kusumoyishom, there were goyim there. The Chishwa Lai, they had a mind eat from it. For a Tarnagel is, Oif Mizumino, a Tarnagel is a hen that's around us. It is a Kamon when it's alive. And still we say, needs a Machshava, Lutumas Maga, after its mace. So you see, a machshava mechem does not help. Or Malay, so Reb Zera says back, no. Tarnagol brua heve, that over there, that case we'll soon see, Biavna was also a wild hen that flew away, that was not near us. So therefore, the machri had no machshava mechayim, that's where definitely the machshava alachamisa. So Mora says, achicha olay, they thought to laugh at him. Tarnagol brua, a wild hen, Oif Tomehu, that's a Oif Tomeh. Here we're talking about a Oif Tor. A Oif Tomeh is a wild one. The Oif Tomeh Mikam Etamon, does Oif Tomeh have a din tum altogether? It has no tumas, not the base of Liam. Rashi says, Oif Tomeh Mikamah base of Liam, for Kaimalon, we hold the Gemara Chumin, that Mishi Yisur Mishum Ba'atecha Nevela, Yotzezesh Yisur Mishum Ba'atecha Tomeya. So Mela, that can't be the case that a wild hen, because a wild hen is a Oif Tomeh, that has no tumor altogether. So the kids must be talking about a regular tarnagelus, and still you see that you need a machshava liyachemisas chosarat ravuna. So Mor says back, oh maluhu abai, Abai says back to them, listen, gavu rabu oma milsa, the great person says something like this, is letechicho olay, do not laugh at him. It's not nice to laugh at an adam chashev, but Zair was still an adam chashev. He answered it back like this. What he meant to say was, "Tarnagel shamordo." Talking about tarnagel shamordo that rebelled away from its master. It wasn't really a wild one. It just ran away from its master. The Mar says, "My bro, why do we call it a wild one for?" The Yivroi Mimor just means it ran away from its master. So now when it came to a new place, by our place, we did not have machshava mechayim. We only have now. After it was mace, we found it. That's why you have to have a machshav here. But it could be, Dr. Bzeira says, maybe machshav mechayim really helps. We have Papa. Papa says, Tarnagoyles, the Agma Avoy, no, it was a hen from the swamps. The Agmoy means it was not around us. Itaki was not a wild one, it was a Taka Kosher one, but just wasn't around us. It was the Agmo, so that's why mechayim, we had no machshav on it. So now the Achamisa, now we have machshav on it. Rav Morin says Rav Papa Tanya Papa goes according to his own reasoning, and Rav Papa Letaimei that Yom Rav Papa Papa says like this: Tarnagol the Agmo, a Tarnagol of the swamps is also. A Tarnagol means a male, that's also. But Tarnagol to the Agmo, hen from the Agmo, Shari, that's mutter. It's called an Oif Tor. It's mutter Bachila. And the Morin says the Simnech. What's the Simnech? Remember this: Amoini v'lo yamoinis. That an amoini, a man, is also the kahal. Vashenken an amoinis, she's mutter the kahal. The same thing by the stana girl of agma, that a male is also, and a female is mutter. Now the Gemara says, Dorish Marema. Marema made a drush like this, that tanagoto, the agma, again, that the tanagoto, that's the male chicken, the cock, from the agma of the fields, athiris sakos, it's a but, yeah. So the Gemara says, chaz you a rabbonin. Rabbanan saw, though, that the doris of Yochlo, because Rabbanan saw it, that used to be doris, Yochlo take its food, used to trample on top of the food. They used to see it do this. And while it was eating, it would be stamping on its food. So Marcel saw, Vahai no Girusa. That's this bird Girusa, that's taka called the knife, Tomei. Rashi says, Vahai no Girusa means the kaimlon we hold, Girusa is knife Tomeihu. Kids, it is called an oif tomei. Talmud says Tanra bar not like this. Goizel, a bird, a pigeon, shenofel a gaf, that fell into a wine press. So it depends, and it died there. Vechishavol of lahalois lakusin. You had a mind to take it out to give it to a guy to eat. So you had a mind to give it to a person to eat. Therefore, has a shame oichel on it, and therefore tomeya. It becomes Tom that the Loch is before, right to Rav Huna, that you have Machshavah on it now, after it was mace, it has the shame Oichel on it. And therefore it has Tumas Oichel on it, and it'll be Metama Oichel in Acherim. Now, what's going to be lekelav? Let's say you have a mind to take it out to give it to a dog. So an oichel for behemah is not called an oichel. Therefore, tor, it's not makabel tumas oichlin, and its tor will not be matam other oichlin. Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri Yomer, af lekelav term heals. No, even if you have a mind to take out this pigeon to give it to a dog, so you do not have a mind to use it for food, only for a dog, still it's tummy. So soon see why, even though you have no machsheva for an oichel, still he holds it has tumas oichlin on it. And the Gemara says, why? Rav Yechonah ben Uri, Rav Yechonah ben Uri says like this, really, kal v'chayim, I have a kal v'chayim here. In mitama to mechamura, shlai b'machshava. The halacha of an oif, nevelas oif, tor, has a to mechamura without a machshava. Meaning to say, even though you have no das to eat from it, still somebody puts it down your throat and you swallow it, b'shas, you swallow the base of liyam, it becomes like an avatumah, it's metama you and your clothing you're wearing. So, it's a kal v'chayimah. That in metama tumah chamura shlei b'machshava, even though you have no das to eat it, just happened to be that you ate it, but you didn't really have a das to eat it. Shlo yitam tumah kala shlei b'machshava, isn't the svara then that for sure this nevelas oif tor should have a tumah kala on it, even though you have no machshava to eat from it? Again, a tumah kala means that it have tumah oichlin on it, that it could be metama oichlin amashkin. So even though you have no machshava, still it should have tumah oichlin on it. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri's kal v'chayimah. On this, Omula the Chum said back to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, lo yimamata b'tumah chamura. No, there's a big difference. You know why tumah chamura, this halacha, if you eat, the nevelas oif tor, that you become tumah beis abliya, shekhen enu yoredes lakach. It's not yoredes lakach, I mean there's no din machshava at all on this. It doesn't pass the whole yisoid of machshava, that's the gzeras hakosev here. Then when you swallow this nevelas oif tor, you become tumah. But to Yomi, you want to tell me though, but the regular Pasha, but Tumah Kalo, by regular Tumas Eichlin, Shekhen Yeredes Lakach, like all over every Tumas Eichlin, Taka needs a Machshava. Without a Machshava, you have no Tumas Eichlin. So maybe since you always need a Machshava, maybe the Machshava should help over here. Or Malahensi in Tibet, Taina Gurlis, Shebi Yavna, so therefore there's no Kavachayma. That it could go for the Tumah Hamur, you do not need Machshava. That it could be for this Tumah Kalo, you do need Machshava. On this, if Yechon says back, O Malahen, so Yechon says back, Tarnagoylis, Shebi Yavna Techiach. Yechon Menuri said, I'll bring you Raya from this Tarnagoylis, this hen in Yavna. She read this Lakach, that's the hen, it's an Eichel, that usually Eichelin needs Machshava to make it into an Eichel. O Tumeya, Shleva Machshava. And still there, they said it had Tumas Eichelin on it, without a Machshava to eat from it. Omrullah, they said back to him, no. Mishomra, is there any proof from over there, from the case of Yavna? Over there, Kusim Hoyusham. Over there, the case was, there were Goyim over there. And therefore, the Chishvah Layalachidu, they had a mind to eat from it. So that's why that Nevelas Oif Tor had a Tumas Eichlin on it. Not because without Machshav it's called Tumas Eichlin, but no, over there there was a Machshav Eichlin. Over there was meant for Kusim, so they had a Machshav Eichlin on it. So again, therefore, there's no proof to Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri. Now the Gemara says, but my asking, let's see, what are we talking about over here? What's this akimta? How is this oif talking about over here? But my asking, where are we talking about? You let me, if you want to tell me we're talking about the krochim in the big cities. And so, lo malo machshava, what do you have to have machshiv nukwa techomim? What do you have to have machshava to eat from this tanagolus even after its mace? If you have tanan, we learn like this. Nevelas beim atayra. If you have a dead animal, a behem atayra that died without a shechita, the chomok, no matter where it is, it's always tum, it has tumas eichlin on it. Rashi says, the chomok means a field of form, even in the small towns. The lek eichlim ruben, stomal achila. That most probably people haven't asked eat from it, so therefore it has a shame eichel on it, therefore have tumas eichlin on it. What about nevelas oif tor? What about a dead bird, oif tor? Or else the achilab, or else fats. So it depends. The krochim, if it's in the big cities, ain't zrichim. Loi machshava, loi hefshva. They don't have to have machshava. They don't have to have a ferish or machshava to go eat from it. Because min astan, people will use it to eat. And therefore, din v'loi hefshva. You don't have to have the hefshva of mayim. Because since these things are soif latama to machamura, there's not need a hefshva. So Kopon and Nesakashi, we're talking about over here, the krochim gedolim, lechu, you don't have to have machshava. Why don't Chum say you have to have machshava? Ella, what do you want to tell me? We're talking about over here, maybe by Kfarim, in the small towns. Samar says again, like how can you say you don't have to have machshav, then by saying like that, Shita Chorukwant, everybody shouts have machshava. The Yotnan learn like this. Nevelas behema tameya b'chol mokoim. Nevelas behema tameya b'chol mokoim. If an animal dies, it's nevelas tameya b'chol mokoim. But it says clearly, nevelas life tor. What about if a bird dies? A tordika bird? So it depends, it says the form, if you only find in the small towns, tzricha machshavah tzatzili yistam mishne nuksin, that you have to have machshavah given it into masaychlin. But the ain't tzrich hesh, you don't have to have a hechsher on it. So here you see, you have to have machshavah, takib yuchem nur say you don't have to have machshavah. So Mora says, Omer Rab Zeira Bar Chanino, liyerlom b'krach, atayim we're talking about now, b'krach at big city. Says, so is good Rabbi Yechem Benur says you don't have to have machshavah. Then in Shred, the Tanakama, one of the Chum say you have to have a machshava. So my answer to here, the case was that this Tana girl fell into a gas, fell into the wine press. The Gitoi mi astoi. Since it fell into the wine press, that made it meas, it made it disgusting like. The Asokic farm made it now like a small town and not everybody wants to eat it. So therefore the Chum say that since people don't want to eat it right now, so therefore you have to have machshava to make it into an eichel. If you don't have machshava, then it will not become into an eichel. Bottom Rashi says, behind the time of the Rabbonin, Voye Machshava, the Gash, Novotoycha Mastoy, Vieno Hogan Lachila Kokach is not fit to be eaten anymore. That's why they said, Chom Say, you have to have a Machshava. Now the Gemara says, but still, Om Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, he says, no, you don't have to have a Machshava, and he had a Kalva Choyma. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, Kalva Choyma. In the Tama Tuma Chamur of this oif, has a Tuma Chamur when you eat it, when you swallow it, Metama, you're the base of Liyam, Ishleb Machshava, you know, you have no Machshava to eat it beforehand. If so, Lurta Tam, isn't the Svorah to say, should have a Tuma, Lurta Tam, Tuma Kalom, Shleba Machshav, isn't the Svorah to say that this Oif Tom, this Nevela, should have Tumas Oifman on it, even though you don't think to give it to somebody to eat, you don't think to give it to a guy to eat. Stam, it should have Tumas Oifman, Merkaba Choyma. And this Amulah, the Chom said back, no, Avruloi, Loyim Amata, but Tuma Chamura. This halacha that Nevela's Oif Tor, if you eat it, it's Metami, you, Badei Sabliya, it's Metami, your body, and you're the Begodim, Shekin, and you're Redas Akach, there's no din to have a machshavah on it. There's no din machshavah on this halacha of Nevela's Oif Tor. That's Metami, your Badei Sabliya. So Morris asked the question now, what does the Chom mean to say? Ma, and you're Redas Akach. What does the Chom mean to say that here it's not, you're Redas Akach, you don't need any machshavah? What does it mean? Some Rav Rav is Tzachi Karmi. This is what it means. Tzachi Karmi Lei. This is what the Chum meant to say back. Tzachi Karmi Lei. Lei